Would you clap your hands unto the Lord, all your people? Come on, church family, clap your hands, clap your hands. Ah, yes, would you clap him like he's been good to you? Would you clap him like he woke you up this morning? Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible, it doesn't stop there. It goes on to say, now shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Is there any victorious people in the house? I said, is there any victorious people that's in the house? I've been through some things, but I made it out on the other side. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How many's glad to be in the house of the Lord on a Thursday night? Ah, the word of the Lord says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I wonder if is there any continual praisers that are praise him on the good days, praise him on the bad days, praise him on the days that's a little cold outside, praise him on the rainy days. I came into the house to give God my best praise. Would you give him the fruit of your lips here tonight? Can somebody shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am so glad to be in the house of the Lord. Feels good. Feels like somebody came to have church tonight. Said it feels like somebody came to have church. I want to thank Pastor Crosswhite so much. We literally, church family, just talked on the phone a couple of days ago and met him yesterday. And I feel like I've already known him all my life almost already. And I just thank God for men of God that have a burden for the lost, that are called to an area. And his only concern is to make sure you make heaven your home. I said, make heaven your home. And how many thank God for Pastor Crosswhite here today? Thank God. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for your hospitality. Thank you so much for helping us get in here. And, man, we had an eventful day yesterday. And, man, he was still received us with a smile. I probably kept him up all day waiting on us. But we got in here a little later than what we had anticipated. But he still had a smile and still took care of us and make sure everything was comfortable for us. And we just thank God. Thank God for him. And I think the first lady, oh, their first lady over there. We cannot say enough about the man of God without celebrating the woman of God. How many love your first lady here? God bless you, sis. God bless you, sis. God bless you. I've learned that not too much goes on in the church without the first lady knowing. So when I'm here, I know she has something to do with me, something to do with us being here. And thank you for your hospitality, sis. Thank you so much. Everything has been so comfortable. And I just want to know, are you ready to have some church tonight? Are you ready to have church? Would you go with me in your Bibles? Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 12. It's going to be our launching pad here for tonight. And he mentioned to say about Kansas, about it being cold. And Brother Westberg would say a lot of times, he say the midweek services, Pastor. He say the midweek services. He said, that's your rapture crowd. That's your rapture crowd. So you brave the weather, brave the cold, the rain. And I appreciate that. Thank you so much, church, for being faithful to the house of God. And I tell you, God is going to bless you. God is going to bless you accordingly. Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 12, the word of the Lord says in verse 1, it says, now about the time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison, delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after to Easter to bring him forth to the people. Verse 5, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. kept the prison. Verse 5 again, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. How many's thankful for a church that knows how to pray? I said, how many's thankful for a church and a pastor that knows how to pray? Get a hold of heaven. I'm going to preach on this topic here. We read about Paul and how he realized in verse 2 he had already killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. Just like that, James is gone. But then here he captures Peter, kept in the prison. Prayer was made in between soldiers bound with two chains. The keepers before the door kept the prison. And I'm going to preach on this topic here. The devil has a plot, but God has a plan. The devil has a plot, but God has a plan. Would you lift up holy hands all over this place? Oh, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us here tonight. Speak your word with clarity in this place. God, heal, save, deliver, throw your weight around in this place. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for what you've done already. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do. We thank you, Jesus. We're so careful to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. And would the church say amen? Amen. Would you say amen once again? Amen. Can we give the Lord one more thunderous applause of praise before we're seated here? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, church family, clap your hands unto the Lord. Come on, come on, come on. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. The devil had a plot, but God has a plan. For, I want to kind of define these two words that I'm kind of playing on here tonight. As we, a lot of times we hear these words, and sometimes they can be used synonymous, but they kind of have some different connotations to them here, and I want to define a plot, a secret plan to achieve an end. The ends or mean usually being illegal or otherwise questionable. You will hear about a robbery plot or some kind of thing that usually plots are usually negative in the way we use them. But then here it goes, the word plan. Here it is, the plan. The definition of a plan is a set of intended actions, usually mutually related, though, which one expects to achieve a goal. As we like to say, a business plan or some kind of marketing plan to get us from one point A to a point B and so on. And we say a plan. And I want to tell us here in John 10 and 7, here it is where God lays out his plan. It says, then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. And all that ever come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Verse 10 here, it says, here is the plot of the devil. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I'm giving you a little secret into the devil's plot. Is only to kill, steal, and to destroy. It's only to take from you time and time and time again. The trick of the enemy to say, hey, come out and serve me just for a short while. But can I tell a church family, sin will cause us to pay a whole lot more than we want to pay. It'll keep you a whole lot more than you want to stay. Don't you play with sin. I'm here to tell somebody, you ought to shake off the trick of the enemy. The devil is a liar. I said the devil is a liar. The devil will tell you, oh, stay out of the house of God. Stay away from those crazy people. We are a little crazy.
crazy. But the thing about it is, we are crazy about our God. I said we are crazy about our God, because the fact of the matter is, and I thank God for this, that he was crazy about me. I said he was crazy about me. He went to Calvary's cross. He hung his head and died for you and I. Yeah, he was crazy about us. And I choose to be crazy about my God. Can I tell a church family, don't you halt between two opinions. I said, don't halt between two opinions. The devil only wants to kill, steal, and destroy. But God's plan is for your life, is to give you life, and that more abundantly. Yeah, it's time for somebody to take advantage of abundant life. I said, it's time for somebody to take advantage of abundant life. Devil has the trick of it, tell us, oh, we made too many mistakes. You might as well not even go. You might as well throw in the towel. You messed up too many times. You're not raised in the right home. You're not raised. Oh, everybody around you is doing it. You might as well just go with the flow. You might as well turn out just like daddy. You might as well turn out just like mama. But I'm here to tell somebody, it's time for somebody to break out of your environment to say, I'm a child of the King. I said, I'm a child of God. And I want to serve God with everything in me. Because the fact of the matter is, God has a plan for each and every one of us in this building here. I said, God has a plan for your life. And can I tell you here, God doesn't do mistakes. God doesn't do accidents. You say, preacher, you don't know me. You don't know my life story. You don't know how I was born. You don't know how I was raised. And I want to tell, nothing catches God by surprise. I said, nothing catches God by surprise. And I still serve a God that knows how to reverse generational curses. I still serve a God that's not scared of anything, but came down, said, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Yeah. Church family, it's time for somebody to make up your mind. I said, it's time for somebody to make up your mind to say, I'm going to leave the devil's plot behind. I'm going to leave those things, and I'm going to turn to Jesus, and I'm going to walk with him faithfully. Yeah, church family, this thing is the last. We're living in the last of the last days. This is not the time to play games. This is the time to be all in. I said, this is the time to be all in. This is not the time to be teeter-tottering on the fence. Oh, I don't know if I really want to live for God or not. No, choose you this day whom you will serve. Devil has a plot, but God has a plan. A lot of time people tell me, preacher, how can you say God has a plan for my life? You don't know my story. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know. You don't know. And I venture to tell people, you know how I know God has his hand on you? How you know God has a plan for your life? How you know God doesn't do mistakes? He doesn't do accidents. It's for the very fact that you're right here and right here right now on 2025 January. You're in the house of God on a Thursday night when it's raining outside, when it's cold outside. But look where you're at. Somebody ought to tell the devil, you didn't get me in 2024. I made it to 2025, and look where I'm at. After everything you threw my way, I'm in the house of God. I'm in the house of God on a Thursday night. If you saw me last year, I might not have been here, but I made it out. I made it to the house of God. I made it. I made it. Been through some things, but I made it. I'm here. Church family, can I tell you, you better treasure your place in the building. I said, you better treasure your place in the building. You ought to say every time you walk into the house of God, you ought to thank God. I made it back to the house of God. I made it to the house of God. Devil, you'll never get me out of this seat. I said, you'll never get me out of this seat. God has been too good to me. I said, God has been too good to me. I'm going to treasure my place. We read in our text about a man named Peter. Hear how Herod has already got James and already killed James. The Bible records, Luke is the writer of Acts, records it so briefly to just almost wipe away James and say, man, he got James. James gone now. He gone, but then he reached for and grabs Peter, the disciple that followed Jesus. Peter comes on the scene fishing. Jesus comes down to him and said, hey, you want to be, I'll make you a fisher of men. He follows. But here is the thing about Simon Peter. Simon is not perfect. I said, Simon is not perfect. Following Jesus, walking with Jesus. And I want to tell somebody, you draw nigh to God and God will draw nigh to you. I said, you draw nigh to God and God will draw nigh to you. That's that tugging that you feel at your heart. In the middle of the night, that's that tugging you feel. To say, God, I want to get a little closer to you. Yeah, that's when we draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to us. Don't you ignore those feelings. You treasure that feeling. You treasure that tug in the middle of the night to say, God, I hear you pulling me up closer. I hear you pulling me closer to you. God, don't ever stop pulling me in, God, because I want to be your friend. I want to be in a relationship with you. Here it is. Simon goes and follows Jesus. He comes up on a few issues here. He spouts off at the mouth, does different things, but the thing about it is God had his hand on Simon Peter. God had his hand on him so much that he makes him, guess you kind of say, almost a chief. Kind of a chief disciple, because you realize every reference to the list of disciples, every time you see the full list, the first name is Simon Peter. First name is Simon Peter. Here it is. But he's always used the first one to spout off at the mouth. He's the first one, but God said, hey, I can use that. I can use that. Church family, I'm telling us that because you know why? God still wants to use us, flaws and all. I said, God wants to use us, flaws and all. Your flaws don't scare Jesus. God said, I can use that. I can use that. Tell Simon at the Passover dinner, he says, Simon, Satan have desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. We don't use that word sifting a lot because that's a culinary term. Here it is. He says, hey, I want to sift you as wheat. The devil wants to take some things away from you. He wants to take your faith away from you. But he said, Simon, I prayed for you that your faith not fail. He said, I prayed for you that your faith not fail. Is there anybody in the house to say, after everything I went through, my faith never failed? I said, my faith never failed. I still believe you, God. I might have been far from you at one time, but God, I know you was out there somewhere, and I still pray. Can I tell us, church family, don't you ever stop praying? I said, don't you ever stop praying? I said, don't you ever stop praying? I don't care if it does. It feels like your prayers are bouncing off the wall. There's still a God in heaven hearing those prayers. I said, he's hearing those prayers. Simon, Satan have desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. He said, but I prayed for you, Simon, that your faith not fail. I prayed for you that you'll make it out on the other side. And I love this next part in the verse because it says, when thou art converted. Church family, pay attention here. You notice it didn't say if. You notice it didn't say might. It said, when thou art converted. It says, when thou art converted. So otherwise, Simon, you're going to come out on the other side of this. God still has his hand on you after being sifted. Is there anybody saying, I've been sifted, but I survived. I might have been through some things, but I made it out on the other side. When thou art converted. You'll see, the devil, he's coming for some of our wins. He's coming for your win. Because if he can boil you down and take everything from you and sift you to say, oh, I might as well give up. I might as well capitulate. I might as well give in, throw in the towel. Yeah, I might as well stop going to church. I might as well stop hanging around those church people. No, 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 the devil's a liar. Every time you come into the house, hold your head up high. A just man falleth seven times, but riseth back up again. I said, a just man falleth seven times. Rejoice not against me, oh my enemy, because when I fall, I shall. Not might, not maybe. And that's where some of us, the devil will get us. Oh, I might have failed today. I failed today. I fell short of him. Oh, yeah, but no, every time you fall, you say, I shall arise. I'm still going to church. I'm still going to be faithful. I'm still going to pray. I'm still going to church. Because that was Peter's attitude. See, Simon ended up that Passover dinner. Jesus told him, he said, hey, Simon, you're going to deny me three times today. You're going to deny me. Simon said, no, no, no. No, I'm not. No, no, I'm not. He said, yeah, you are, Simon. You are. Sure enough, just as Jesus had said, Simon denies Jesus. They come up to him and they say, hey, don't you know the man? Church family, don't. A lot of times we like to look on these guys a little hard, and because we know the end of the story. But they playing this out real time. You would have probably done the same thing if you knew the man that was about to be killed. And they said, hey, you was hanging with him. A lot of us would have said the same thing. Oh, no, I don't know you. Don't be hard on them. Don't be hard on them. We're trusting. They were just following this out day by day in real time. We can see the end of the story, so we know what was going on, but they can see that. Here they are. Denies Jesus. Here it is. Church family here. Pay attention here. There's two people, two disciples, Judas and Peter. But one, Simon Peter, said, hey, I'm going to keep on getting back up. When Judas failed God, Judas betrayed God one time. And the fact of the matter is, Judas tried to make it right. Took the silver pieces back to him and said, I'm sorry, I didn't really mean to do that. And they said, forget it. It wasn't about the money, Judas. Forget it. Move on. You gotta move on. We got them now. But here is the thing, Judas went out and killed himself and gave up. Judas went ahead and threw in the towel and gave up on it. And I'm going to tell somebody, you don't need to cut yourself. You don't need to commit suicide. No, God is able. I said, God is able. God is able and just yet to forgive us of all of our sins. And it's a good night for somebody to repent of your sin. It's a good night for somebody to be baptized in Jesus' name. It's a good night for somebody to receive the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Simon Peter went out, and as the Bible says, wept bitterly. Wept bitterly. Said, hey, God, give me a second chance. Give me something. God, I know I failed you, but I still want to walk with you. I still want to walk with you. I still still want to, yeah, church family, that's a good night for somebody to repent of your sins. And I mean really repent of your sins. And say, God, I'm truly sorry. I'm truly sorry. I don't care if you've been living for God for 5 minutes or 5 years or 25 years. We all need a good dose of repentance to say, God, I'm sorry. A broken and a contrite spirit, God said he won't despise. Yeah, yeah, create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew in me a right spirit. Here it is, Simon Peter says, hey, and here I'm drawing out the story. I'm almost coming to a close here. Because here, Simon Peter, you would have thought, oh, it's over, Simon. It's over. You denied Jesus. You might as well give up. You might as well throw in the towel. You might as well just say, I'm just going to be a victim of my environment. I'm just going to be a product of my environment. I'm just going to give up here. I'm just going to throw in the towel because guess what? I failed God and I messed up bad. But Simon Peter, something in him said, I'm not going to be a victim. I'm going to be a victor. I'm not going to be a victim. I'm going to be a victor because God is still able. God is still on my side. And I'm going to tell God is on your side. You don't need to be a product of your. You need to be a victor. You need to be an overcomer. You can still be an overcomer. Simon says, hey, it's not over. It's not over. And the reason why God had his hand on Simon Peter so much, because he said, hey, I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth is going to be bound in heaven, yeah. He said, Simon, I put some special things in you. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And here it is, all of a sudden on the day of Pentecost, Simon Peter is the one that stood up and said, men and brethren, they said, what shall we do? And Peter said, I got the keys to the kingdom. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, that was still Simon, the one that denied him, the one that failed, but he kept getting back up. God had a plan for his life. He said, here, fine, day of Pentecost, revival is breaking out. Here it is, the devil still has a plot to get Peter. Still has a plot to get Peter. I'm coming to a close. Sis, you can come to music. I'm coming to a close here. Because Simon Peter, Herod strikes forth and is trying to kill the church. He's trying to kill. Told you he had a plot. Trying to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's why some of us fight so hard. Because he's trying to kill us. Trying to kill everything, kill your faith. Trying to kill your joy. Trying to kill everything about God. He's trying to take from you. But is there anybody in the house to say, no, 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 devil, I'm going to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. I'm in this for the long haul. I'm in this. Grabs James. Says, kills James. And everybody there would have said, oh man, Peter, this is it. This is it. This is the big one. This is it. Says, Simon, Peter, gets him in jail, holds him. Is there anybody that went through 2024, feels like you just couldn't shake the depression? Just couldn't shake the anxiety. Just couldn't shake it. Felt bound up. Said, I just can't. I don't ever think I'll ever get back to normal. I don't know if I can ever shake loose of this bondage. I don't know if I can ever. Mm-hmm. Church family, I'm here to talk about some generational curses. Things that plague our mind. Childhood traumas that we go to bed. And we don't know how the trauma just plays louder and louder and louder. Yeah, the jail that the devil will lock us up in. The devil's a liar. Yes, yes. I said the devil's a liar. But one thing the devil didn't put in his plan. Trying to come to a close. But I feel the Holy Ghost here. See, here's the thing about the devil. Sometimes he starts his party just a little bit too early. See, sometimes he gets to celebrating and said, hey, I got mama. I got daddy. Oh, I can get the kid. I got mama. I got daddy. I can get the kid. But somebody knocked on your door one day. A bus rolled up on your driveway one day. A bus rolled up on your Joe Street one day. And EJ got a devil, got excited because his plot was working. His plot was working. But here it is. There was a church praying. There was a church praying and saying, God, lead us to hungry hearts. Lead us to hungry souls. And all of a sudden, the devil got to celebrating just a little bit too early. And see, the devil, he didn't anticipate on a Thursday night. He said, if it rains real hard, they won't go to church. Yeah. If it rains real hard, they'll stay home. If it rains really hard, they'll say, oh, I don't need to go. It's too cold. But look where we are. Say, ha ha, devil. We're in church. We're having church. The church is praying. The church is alive and well. Here it is. Simon Peter is locked up in jail. Let's all stand. Peter locked up in jail. Locked up real good. Locked up real good. Locked up real good. All of a sudden, an angel comes down. Angel comes down and says, hey, Peter, get up. Peter, get up. And now my message here tonight is to tell somebody it's time for you to get up. I said it's time for you to get up. I know things might look pretty bad. I know things might look pretty bad. The devil was hoping you wouldn't hear the word of the Lord tonight. The devil was, hey, I hope they don't hear. I hope they're too tired. I hope it's too cold. I hope they can't hear the word of the Lord. But here we are. We're hearing the word and we're receiving the word. And we said it's time for somebody to break out of your situation. But somebody says, the angel said, hey, get up, Peter. Get up, Peter. Peter can't believe it. Sleeping. Quintinero's soldiers all around him. Soldiers all around him. An angel says, hey, get up, Peter. Your time is, it's not over yet. It's not over yet. I said, it's not over yet. It's not over yet. It's not over yet. It's not over yet, my brother. It's not over yet. Said you, Satan, you started your party just a little bit too early. You started celebrating a little bit too early. But I walked in here on a Thursday night and I was praying this afternoon that the God would break somebody out of the prison of anxiety, break you out of the prison of depression, break you out of that prison of disbelief. Oh yes, you are enough because God is enough. Says, hey, Peter. Get up. It's not over. He walks him out. First court to the third, second court. And then, I love it because the third court, it says, hey, Peter, you push the door open. Uh-huh. It's third time. You push it open. Hey, you got to push some things open. Uh-huh. I said, you got to want to be saved. You got to want the Holy Ghost. We can't want the Holy Ghost more than you want it. You got to want to change. You got to want it. You got to want it. He says, hey, Peter, you push the door open. He goes, gets out of prison, shakes free, goes to the house where people, the saints of God are praying. The saints of God are praying for Peter to get out of prison. Many of us know the story. Young girl, he knocks on the door. Young girl sees him. Uh-huh, old Rhoda. Old Rhoda. And I want to tell somebody before it's right here, you can get your healing. I said, you can get your healing. I said, you can get your healing. I don't care how long it's been, you can be healed. You can be delivered. Because many times, church family, I'm about to open up these altars right here. A lot of times, church family, we'll be praying for things so long that we don't even believe God will do it still. Uh-huh. Yeah, oh, I'm preaching right through here. A lot of times we'll be praying for stuff so long. Oh, man, God, you still ain't brought my kids in. You still ain't brought my family members in. Oh, yeah. And that's what these people were doing, because Rhoda sees him at the door and goes back and says, hey, Peter's at the door. And they look at Rhoda and say, no, Rhoda, you're wrong. Peter's still in jail. Rhoda, you're crazy. You're crazy. Can I tell a church family, you better believe Rhoda tonight. I said, you better believe Rhoda. You better believe the word of the Lord. I said, you better believe it. The promises of God are still yea and amen. I said, they're still yea and amen. I'm going to open up these altars right now. Church family, I want us to gather in as close as we can. I want us to gather in as close as we can. Come on. Gather in as close as you can. Gather in as close as you can. Because I want you to come up here and I want you to believe God for whatever you need him to do. I say, you better believe God. Put out the doubt. Put out the disbelief. Put out, I'm not enough. Put out, I've sinned too much. No. God's not scared. He's not scared of any mistakes. He's not scared of anything. He's come to see about our needs. He's come to meet us. Peter has to convince. He said, Rhoda, tell him I'm out here. Tell him I'm out here. They finally answer the door. It's time for somebody to open up your door. I said, you need to open up your door. Open it up. You got to open up your heart. I said, you got to open up your heart. You can. A lot of times we want to pray, but we don't want to open up ourselves. You lay open before God. I said, you lay open before God. We're not hiding nothing. We're not hiding nothing. We're saying, God, you know everything. Because the fact of the matter, he knows everything. But we got to acknowledge that and say, God, I lay open before you. God, I empty myself out so that you can fill me. I empty myself out. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing, God. I need the Holy Ghost. So put out all the doubt. Sis is about to start singing, and I want you to lift up holy hands all over this place. I want you to go to the Lord in prayer and pray like you never prayed before. I said, I want you to pray like you never prayed before. Lift up those holy hands, and I want you to ask God, say, God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. God, I repent of my sins. I lay open before you. Come on, church, come on. What you need God to do, you need God to fill you with the Holy Ghost. If you need healing in your body, you need God to deliver family members, you take that need to the Lord in prayer. Come on, church, lift your voice. Come on, lift your voice, lift your voice, lift your voice. Come on, lift your voice, lift your voice, lift your voice, lift your voice.
Glory, hallelujah.
This is what
we've come to do.
I'll tear down strongholds.
Break the chains.
Bind the devil.
Bind the devil in Jesus' name.
Tonight,
we got to rise.
Come on, it's time to shake the foundations. Come on, come on, shake the foundations in your heart. Come on, come on, come on.
Tear down strongholds, break the chains.
Bind the devil
in Jesus' name.
Tonight, we've got a right
to shake the foundations with praise. Glory, hallelujah, this is what we've come to do. Tear down strongholds, break the chains. Chains, bind the devil in Jesus' name. Tonight we got a right to shake the foundations with praise. Glory, hallelujah, this is what we've come to do. Tear down strongholds, break the chains, bind the devil in Jesus' name. Yes, yes,
we got a right to shake the foundations with praise.
Oh God, glory, hallelujah. This is what we've come to do.
Tear down strongholds, break the chains. Bind the devil in Jesus' name. Tonight, we've got a right to shake the foundations with praise. Glory, hallelujah.
Come on, church. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. God is working in here. He's working in our midst. Come on, he's working, he's working, he's working.
Glory, hallelujah. This is what we've come to do. Tear down.
God still has his hand on you. He has his hand on you. He has his hand on you. Church, come on, come on, come on.
Tear down strongholds, break the chains.
Bind the devil.
Bind the devil in Jesus.
Come on, church, come on, come on, come on.
We've got a rock to shake the foundations with praise.
Yes.
Glory.
you sing that tonight? Turn back. I won't turn back now. Sing it, saint of God.
I won't turn back.
I won't turn back.
I won't turn back now.
One more time.
I won't turn back.
I won't turn back.
I won't turn back now.
Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise in the house tonight. Oh, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. I love that scripture, the book of Acts, that he read. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made of the church unto God for him. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made unto God of the church for Peter. And like the brother said, they were still praying, and Peter was knocking on the door, and they couldn't receive it. You better hear what Rhoda's saying. Rhoda's saying, the answer's here. The answer's here. Open the door, get a hold of your answer. Open the door, get your answer in. Praise God. We're so thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost. Today, I was so thankful that I was at Dr. Fishbeck's office dealing with Isaac's surgery. And one of the nurses there is a young lady. And so after we were scheduling everything, I just couldn't help it. I had to lead the conversation to the kingdom of God. And I started inviting her to church, how to get her. She just moved here with her husband from Center. She's a young lady, probably 24 years old. Her name is Cecilia. And Cecilia, I started talking to her about the power of God, the Holy Ghost and stuff. And she's looking at me smiling. I gave her my business card. And I'm telling her, I said, Cecilia, what kind of religious background you had? She said, Pentecost. She says, my daddy's a preacher. And I said, well, God sent you to Nacogdoches for you to help me. And I said, Cecilia, do you speak Spanish? She said, yes. I said, I know God sent you here. And I start telling her what God's doing in our Spanish ministry. A little bit later, I'm in another place, and I'm going to tell you what God did. There was a young man that just moved here from Shreveport, Louisiana. And this man is a black man that, I mean, he came walking up to me, and he started talking to me, and before you know it, we connected. He's from Shreveport, just moved here, and I gave him my business card and told him about the power of the Holy Ghost, and he said, you know, Pastor, he said, all this phony religion don't work. He said, you got to repent and be saved. I said, man, you need to come help me preach this. And he's looking at some shoes, some church shoes. And I said, man, you need those church shoes. That way you could be on the front row to help me preach and reach. Before you know it, we got to talking. And I mean, he said, Pastor, I feel something just talking to you. And he has promised to come to church. The two girls that were checking out at this store, when I got to them, I invited them to church. One of them's brother-in-law is in jail. We ministered to them. And before you know it, those two girls, I mean, the Lord had already opened the door, talking to them. I'm believing God to fill these people with the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you. It seemed like every person that I witnessed to today felt something. And I'm believing, amen, for God to unleash something, amen, in this area. For people, there's new people that's moved here. We're so thankful. I want you to be in prayer for an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Amen, on brand new people, and that God would keep filling us and keeping us full and keeping us desirous to do His will and His work. Amen. Pray for your senior saints, those that couldn't be here tonight. Amen. A lot of people, our children's church next door, the staff there, we're so thankful for them. Amen. And Brother Albritton will be with us Sunday morning and Sunday night. Maybe we'll hear him sing. Amen. I heard him sing a little bit while ago, but amen, we're so excited to have them. their daughter, Amare, Braden, and Aliyah. I'm telling you what, yesterday when we met them and we took them to get something to eat, and the whole time they're sitting across from us, my wife and I kept looking back and forth to each other, saying, boy, it made us miss our grandbabies. I'm telling you, that's some precious stuff right here. Amen. Saints of God, we love you. How many's going to help me bring somebody to church Sunday? Amen. Bring somebody with you. Amen. And this is way, when I walk in a place, I mean, I put a smile on my face because I am the ambassador. You are the ambassador. Amen. The ambassador to this city, this area where you live at. You go in, amen, and people's going to wonder, why is that guy smiling so much? I got the Holy Ghost. I got the answer. Praise God. Thank you so much. God bless you. Amen. And men will be leaving tomorrow at 9. 10 a.m. Be here at 9:30. 9:30 here at the church. They're going to be leaving out at 10 o'clock. So if you're 10 after 10, 5 after 10, 4 after 10, 1 minute after 10, you're late. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Amen. Let's go to heaven. You're dismissed.
I couldn't get in.
So people like to come up here and chill up here, and I'm not about that. And thankfully, Sister Kristen isn't either, so that's why we're here.
Okay. I didn't know. I was just here, but I needed to come up here and help Sister Kristen.
Yeah. I saw you walk up and I could hear.
Somebody has a key. I don't know if I had a dream.
Okay, Mark Luther's.
That's a twin.
once you do that, I need this to go to the pearls room, so all you need to do is just slip it in their little door.